Welcome, and thank you for coming to the Zoom version of our Nativity service, which had a full dress rehearsal, shall we say, in the church this morning. A very special warm welcome for those of you who have not joined us on Zoom before, and we even have a couple from Northern Ireland who have been specially invited, so that's lovely. And if you haven't been with us for a while, welcome. Now, today is the Nativity service, and it's going to be a bit different being on Zoom. We're hoping that the children will be able to join us live on Zoom, but their parts have been recorded beforehand. So the two ladies who will be reading live on Zoom are Jane and Margaret, and then Neil will be responsible for all the techie side of getting the children's voices heard. We're in the happy position of being able to sing along with the Christmas carols, and we've got a real selection box today. We won't be singing all the verses of all the carols, and the carols won't be announced. You're on Zoom, so you can sit or stand or clap or sing or whatever you want. Just enjoy yourself. I guess now all that remains is to settle down and get ourselves in a mood to think about the coming of our Saviour. Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth, I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. And now we'll light the fourth Advent candle. So there we go, there's the four lit, and we've got the Christmas candle waiting for Friday. So let us continue our worship in prayer. Let us pray. Loving and forgiving Father God, you sent your beloved Son Jesus to be with us and to help us. We are sorry when we forget that we owe you everything, everything we are and everything we have. We are sorry for when we haven't treated other people with love and kindness and respect. We are sorry for when we haven't looked after our world. Please forgive us. Please send your Holy Spirit to help us to follow your way more closely as we hear your words spoken this afternoon. We ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, please join us in singing the first hymn, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room. Joy to the earth, the Saviour reigns. Let men their songs employ. What fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. No more sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, or as the curse is gone, or as the curse is gone, or as the curse is gone. Hear us the word of truth and grace.
Joy to the world. That's a laugh, isn't it? What joy is there just now? It's just awful. Christmas will just not be the same this year. It's all just awful.
Christmas is always the same. It's a very special time.
Not this year, it's not. No parties or lunches out. You can't do that by Zoom. Christmas shopping is a nightmare in the town too, especially with having to wear those masks. It's just exhausting. It's not fair. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's not all about parties and lunches out. Yes, it's nice to celebrate like that, but Christmas means far more than that. To us Christians, it means celebrating the birth of Jesus. Plus, it is the season of goodwill, when he remembers others.
Did you know all of this was prophesied?
All what?
All this virus stuff. It was prophesied.
By who?
Oh, I can't remember his name. Some man years and years ago said this would happen. It's all in a book. He said lots of other stuff would happen too. Ooh, amazing, isn't it?
The birth of Jesus was prophesied too.
By the same guy? Did he write about that too?
No, not the same guy. It was foretold way before then.
Where did you read that?
In the Bible.
The Bible? I didn't know that. So the Bible has all these prophecies too. But he didn't tell us about all this. Carry on. It would have been nice if we were warned about it. Maybe our parties and everything wouldn't be cancelled. I usually have a house full over the Christmas season, but that's not going to happen now. Why weren't we told about these prophecy things? Might have saved Christmas.
That's how it works, I'm afraid.
Well, I would like to know how they get to know these things. Just imagine being able to do that.
Do what?
See into the future. So these Bible prophets, did they foresee anything else and how did they do it? That's what I would like to know.
Oh, it's not some kind of magic. The prophets in the Bible were told by God.
About the COVID thing?
No, about the birth of Jesus. Remember I said that the real reason for celebrating Christmas, listen, I have something here that might be interested in if you are not familiar with the Christmas story. Would you like to see it? I have it here on my tablet.
Oh,
come and have a look.
Might as well, if nothing else to do, can't really go anywhere.
As I said, the birth of Jesus and the events leading up to it were prophesied in the Old Testament in the Bible. Now that's the first half of the Bible. Mm-hmm. One of the prophets was called Isaiah. There are other prophets too.
No, that's not the name of the guy I was talking about. No, that definitely wasn't his name.
No, I know, it wouldn't be. Just you watch.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Well, it's fallen short of God's expectations for them. There was so much sinning going on in the world and people were falling away from God. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough for you to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel."
Emmanuel? I thought we were talking about Jesus. Emmanuel means God is with us. God came to earth as Jesus.
That's confusing.
Keep watching and you may understand better. So the people waited for the Messiah, that's Jesus, and Jesus would enable us to get back into a relationship with God. You're not too familiar with this story, are you?
I'm not too sure about it all. I know there were shepherds and there were three wise men and camels and angels too. I see them all on Christmas cards, etc. I usually buy cards with funny Santas and snowmen. They're really Christmassy.
But let's watch some more of this.
My name is Mary. I didn't think I was anything special. I was engaged to be married to Joseph and I just went about my daily life like everyone else. I did, however, love my God. One day, as I was doing my chores, an angel came to me. I was terrified. The angel told me that I would conceive a child and he would be a boy. I just didn't understand it as I wasn't married yet to Joseph. The angel said I had found favour with God and I would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit. I was really frightened at the thought of that, but I love my God and if it was his will, then I would accept it. I was worried about what Joseph would do.
I am the angel that brought the news to Mary. The poor girl was terrified, but I reassured her that it was God's will and that everything would be fine. I told her that her baby would be a boy and she would call him Jesus.
Baby boy would someday walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
I'm Joseph, and I was engaged to Mary. When she told me the news about the baby, I must admit I was not happy. I thought she'd been unfaithful to me. I just imagined what everyone would say about it and how I'd be a laughingstock. I knew too the kind of things that everyone would say about Mary. It all seemed a real mess. I could hardly sleep at all. An angel came to me in a dream and told me what Mary had told me was true, and not to be ashamed to still take her as my wife. I did love Mary, and accepted that this was God's will despite what people would think.
Poor Joseph, I never realised all that. No wonder he was angry at first. So that would be the virgin birth we hear about.
It is indeed. Now, story continues.
Go. The people knew that a Messiah would come someday, but did not know when that day would come. They expected the Messiah to come as a great king, but it didn't happen that way. Now in the East there were three wise men, or magi as they were known. They were very clever and studied astronomy. They had been studying a bright new star in the sky. In those days they believed a discovery like that usually indicated something special was about to happen. The birth of a new king, perhaps.
I am Balthazar, one of the Magi. I am the clever one. It was I who first identified the new star. I was very interested in how it appeared to get brighter and brighter. And the more I studied it, the more I knew something special was about to happen. It was I who suggested we follow the star.
I am Melchior, one of the Magi. I am not only the clever one, but I am the handsome one, too. What a great combination to be. I was fascinated to discover the new star in the sky, and very excited about what it could mean. A new king? I suggested we follow the star to the king's palace to see if there was a new king born or about to be born.
I am Caspar, one of the Magi. I don't class myself as handsome or clever, but then I am more modest than the other two. I hate to burst Balthazar's bubble, but it was really me who discovered that star first. But my job, as usual, was to pack up the instruments, provisions, and saddle up the camels. I always got the tedious jobs, but they must be done. Melchior wanted to go to the king's palace in Israel to see if there was in fact a newborn king. I wasn't sure about that, but then again, I'm just the one who gets the dirty work to do.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse the far field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
So, the Magi set off east and followed the star. First they went to King Herod's palace to see if, in fact, a new king had been born. Herod was a nasty man and was furious that a new king was born. He asked the Magi to come back and tell him where the new king was so he himself could worship him. But he had other plans. He was so jealous he'd planned to kill all the newborn baby boys.
Herod was a nasty man. We angels had to do something. This was a job for a big angel.
I had to warn the Magi not to return to Herod, so I appeared to them in a dream. Once they had seen the baby, I told them to go home via a different route.
I never knew about the Herod guy. Oh, he was rather nasty. So what happens next? Donkey, how cute is that? Oh.
I'm just a little donkey, as you can plainly see. Everyone loves the little angels, but does anyone love me? My coat, it may be jaggy, my forelegs rather wee, but guess who's taking Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem? Yep, you've guessed, it's me. With a he and a haw and a clip and a clop, we're going on a long journey, but I hope we get to stop. I've got to carry Mary and all the bits and bobs. Maybe it's because I'm not so cute that I get all the heavy jobs. But I'll do it, because I do believe that it is such a special thing to be needed to carry the mother of our Messiah and our King. With a he and a haw, and a clip and a clop, we're going on a long journey, but I hope we get to stop.
Time, little donkey, through the wind
water, little donkey, there's a star ahead. It will guide you, little donkey, to a cattle shed. Little donkey, little donkey, had a heavy day. Little donkey, carry Mary safely on her way.
It's me, Joseph, here again. Mary and I had to travel back to my hometown of Bethlehem to take part in the census. By this time, Mary was heavily pregnant, and so the journey was not going to be easy. She couldn't really walk far with being so big, so she had to ride on the donkey, and I walked. It was exhausting. My feet were covered in blisters.
The journey to Bethlehem was just awful. I was tired and so uncomfortable sitting on that poor wee donkey. Joseph walked all the way. I felt sorry for him, but there was really no way I could have walked. The road at times was busy with people travelling to their respective towns. It was a bit scary too, especially when it got dark. I feared robbers and thugs, but God kept us safe.
We eventually reached Bethlehem. By this time we were both exhausted and Mary was near to having the baby. I felt useless at times as she was in so much pain. I tried to find us somewhere to stay for the night, but the town was bursting at the seams. There was no place with rooms at all. We were desperate. One kind innkeeper had no rooms but offered us a dry and warm stable round the back of the inn. It was a bit smelly, as there were some animals there, but at least it was out of the cold.
Bethlehem was absolutely bursting at the seams because of the census. Business for us, in fact, every innkeeper was good. There were no rooms anywhere. We thought we would have to turn the young couple away. And when we remembered we had a dry stable out back they could shelter in.
It certainly was not the way I expected my baby to be born. Amongst animals, the innkeeper's wife was very helpful. Thank goodness, as I was terrified.
So, in that stable Jesus Christ was born, a new king born, not in a palace or some other grand home, but in a smelly stable. The new baby was placed in a manger to sleep, not the way that everyone would expect the Son of God to be born.
In a stable. You would think if he was going to be a Messiah, he would have been born somewhere a bit, well, more grand.
But you see, that's why Jesus was born in a stable where he was. A simple setting, nothing grand. And that would reflect the way Jesus lived his life.
I didn't think a Messiah would live a simple life.
Oh, but he did. Jesus was almost always amongst the poor people, teaching any ordinary person, performing miracles and trying to get the people to get closer to God. Shall I carry on with this?
Oh yes, please, I'm quite enjoying it.
So, Jesus was born in a simple stable. Meanwhile, that night, some shepherds were out attending their flocks.
Certain boys. shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they came with their sheep, on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
To shepherds on that cold night to tell them of the birth of Jesus. In fact, a whole host of us sang praises to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all men on whom his favor rests.
The shepherds were very scared, but we told them not to be. We were bringing good news.
I'm one of the shepherds who was out in the field last night. It was cold and I was so tired. It is a tiring and hard job being a shepherd. It's not easy rounding them up and chasing after them when they make a bid for freedom. We shepherds are kind of classed as we lower class, and I was surprised that we were told in this way.
I was there too. I was just about nodding off when there was a huge bright light in the sky. I was nearly blinded. We were all startled and scared stiff as suddenly an angel appeared. And then the whole host of them. What a vision it was. I never witnessed anything like it. We were told that a new Messiah had been born in the town of Bethlehem. And we were to go and see him.
We made our way down to the town and found our way to where the stable was right enough. There was a tiny wee baby boy all wrapped up and in a manger. We were the first people to see him apart from his parents and the animals that were there. I knew then that I was witnessing something special.
So that's the reason why shepherds are on Christmas cards.
Yes.
I didn't know that shepherds were thought of as lower class. It seems that ordinary folk are quite important in this story. Not many prophets, though, is there? Oh, look. Is that wee donkey?
Well, I did it, and we made it safely to Bethlehem town. It was cold, and I was tired, but I never wore a frown. Donkeys may not be tall and handsome, but like me, just wee and grey. But it was a donkey Jesus chose to ride on long ago on Palm Sunday. With a he and a horn, a clip and a clop, if you follow Jesus, you'll never want to stop.
Wee donkey is so cute, I love him.
I thought you would. Now, another time, I will tell you all about the Easter story.
Oh, that would be good, I'd like that. So, what happened next? What about the Magi guys?
Watch and see.
And
see, for a king was there in tent, and to follow the star wherever it went.
We followed the star and it took us to Israel, to a small town called Bethlehem.
It was a long journey, but eventually the star led us to the place where the new king was.
As usual, I was left to organise the gifts for this new king. Myrrh from Balthazar, gold from Melchior and frankincense from me. When we arrived there, it was a bit crowded with shepherds and animals. Not what we expected, but we just knew we had witnessed something very special.
So that's why we give presents at Christmas.
Well, the presents we give are not important. There's no need to spend a lot of money at Christmas for us just to be a happy one.
Kind of strange gifts for a baby, even in those days.
Well, there's a bit of a significance with the gifts. Gold is something that would be given only to kings, as it was rare and expensive. And frankincense was burned as an incense and associated with the worship of the deity. Now, myrrh was often used as an anointing oil used in the preparing a body for burial. All these things would be significant in Jesus' last day, but that's for another day.
You're very knowledgeable about all this. How do you know it?
I just by going to church and reading the Bible. What are you thinking about?
Well, if Jesus is the Messiah and is the Son of God, do you think he knew that this virus was going to come to us?
Well, God does know everything.
But he couldn't get rid of it so that we can enjoy Christmas. Oh, I know, it's not all about parties, etc. But, well, it's Jesus' birthday after all, as you've just told me. So it should be okay to celebrate. But I don't hold out much hope.
Hope for what?
A good Christmas, you know. Celebrations and not just the sweeties.
Now we must keep hope alive. It may be a different kind of Christmas this year, but the message remains the same. Jesus was born to save us from our sins and give us hope by having a relationship with God. If we try to be more like him, we can be better people and the world can become a better place.
Even during all this virus stuff?
Yes, even through the virus stuff. God didn't say life would be easy, and we can't blame him for everything that goes wrong in the world.
Really?
Yes, really. The best present we have ever had is Jesus Christ. If you let him into your life, you will see that it is, and it's a bit like having Christmas every day.
Oh, every day.
Oh, but without the parties and the sweeties. He is the present.
I suppose it's all about giving as well as receiving at this time and remembering others. Oh, that's such a lovely image. Look, they're all there, the shepherds, wise men and everything.
A nice scene, but a powerful one. Reminding us that Jesus was born not in a fancy palace, but in a drafty stable to an ordinary couple. That's how we would like to live his life. Not impressed by riches, but by the ordinary persons like you and I. who can make a difference at Christmas and always. Oh, thank you for all that. And happy Christmas to you. And happy Christmas to you too.
That you all enjoyed that. That's the end of our nativity play. A bit different being on Zoom, but we'll get on now with the rest of our worship. So let us pray. Let us pray for the dedication of the offerings first, and then we'll give our prayers to others. Dear God, this is a time when we have our minds on gifts and giving. Please accept our gifts of service, devotion, and money, which we return to you from the generosity of your gifts to us. We pray that our offerings may be used wisely in building up your kingdom. Amen. And now we offer our prayers for others. Dear Father, we pray for families and friends who may have had plans to travel over Christmas, which have now been disappointed. We pray for those who will travel, that they be safe and that they are able to be a blessing to each other. We pray for those who have no family with whom to spend this time, or for other reasons are unable to meet up with people. May they too know the blessing of Christmas, perhaps in some unexpected and surprising way. We pray for those who are unwell, that they may know your healing touch and your comforting presence. And we pray for those who struggle at this time every year, for whatever reason it is, that they might find friendship and strength through those around them, and through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, just a couple of intimations. The first is that due to ongoing restrictions, all our services from now will be on Zoom, so keep an eye on your emails and spread the word. In particular, if I could draw attention to our Watch Night service on Thursday at 11:30 p.m. which will be on Zoom, and I think the invitations will be going around, and the Christmas service, which will also be on Zoom at 11 a.m. on Friday morning. And then, of course, it'll be a Zoom Sunday again next Sunday. I've been asked to thank everyone who's been involved in producing the Nativity this year. And as you can see, it's been quite a production. Firstly, the children and the parents who dressed up and spoke so well. And if you wait for the organ voluntary, we'll have a rolling cast of characters and credits for you to see who was who. Special thanks to Jane Campbell, who wrote the script, and for her colleague, Margaret Eddy, who acted so well, and for her talented daughter, who sang a song. So amazing. And to Amanda Gray, who forever behind the scenes, not only delivered all the costumes to everyone so that they could be photographed so beautifully, but also delivered Christmas gift bags to the children. And finally, I hope you enjoyed the PowerPoint presentation, which was put together by Neil Merrilies. And since I'm doing thank yous, he'd actually get thanked this year for the work he does in the background. And I'd just like to thank everyone who joined us this afternoon and who joined us this morning for this very different and very special service at this very special time of year. Thank you. And now we'll join together and sing our final hymn, only verses 1 to 3 of O Come, O You Faithful. Service by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen.